Superintendent Alberto Carvalho determined who would start Tuesday's school board vote with the flip of a coin.
Heads it is.
But it took 30 rounds of voting before a majority of the board settled on a familiar leader.
We proceed to round three. We begin round 17, round number 20.
Perla Tavares-Hantman has already served as chair for 9 years cumulatively. She has another relevant distinction, though. She's the only one on the 9-member board who voted against suing over House Bill 7069, a new charter school law. The choice signals the board's reticence to sue. In nominating Hantman, board member Luby Navarro stressed the importance of sending an experienced advocate to the state capitol.
Tallahassee is about access and relationships.
Marta Perez quipped in response.
Obviously, none of us, in all our efforts, were very influential at all because we got 7069.
Perez warned against electing Hantman since she didn't support the lawsuit.
If the vote was 8-1, I think the leadership on the board should be reflective of the position of the board.
I feel that we can get more by being friendly.
Hantman hopes lawmakers will hear the board's appeal for changes. As for her election, she says she has the time, disposition, and good health to succeed. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.